too real for the toy chest. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The ads have started, Christmas is just around the corner, and one new toy in particular seems to have attracted special attention. This is an ordinary-looking doll that makes ordinary sounds, but what's different about it is that it comes with a special halter top that a little girl can put on to provide the other half of the nutritional transaction. It's called Breast Milk Baby. No actual milk, just a sound effect. A big success in Europe, but not selling very well here. Folks on the O'Reilly factor were certainly having none of it.
I think it forces girls to grow up too quickly, and I think that it glamorizes the notion of having a baby.
There's something about breastfeeding that just creeps out Americans. Remember the Time cover of the mom breastfeeding her four-year-old?
This is insane.
If you can spell milk, you should not be breastfeeding.
And the whole issue of attachment parenting.
Breastfeeding is the ideal nutrition. You know, to me, it's the most empowering feminist act.
By the way, that's Mayim Bialik, Amy on Big Bang Theory. And that's what I think is the real fear here. Not just that girls will grow up too fast, but that they'll grow too fast into breastfeeding militants. I realize that evolution designed the female breast to sell video games and Sports Illustrated, but the company that makes Breast Milk Baby says it's just trying to teach nurturing skills, maybe even provide a little dose of reality. Although, in this version of reality, the breasts are actually little plastic blossoms. Now this... This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.